Well, hey guys, Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele here. How's it going? Yeah, it's been a good couple days. That's all I'm going to go into that. You don't want to feed fires. That's not the point of good journalism. So let's get into something that I really don't want to report about today. And this is awful and terrible because she was a friend of mine and a friend to everybody. But Supervisor Linda Archilarius passed away. And that sucks because she did a lot for our community and our area and our county. She was on the board for 21 years. That is amazing. Such a service. The family has not released an obituary yet. We'll have a little write-up here in a few minutes on our website at Eastern Sierra Now, and you can check that out. What I do have is a proclamation honoring Supervisor Linda Archilarius that was given to her when she retired, signed by the supervisors at that time, which were Rick Pucci, Mark Tillemans, Jeff Griffiths, and Matt Kingsley. So I will read this just so we can just remember Linda and how great of a job she did at so many things. I know her well from Inyo Council for the Arts and the Mill Pond Music Festival and all the stuff that she did. She was a one-woman volunteer and a barrel of energy. Like, you needed it done, Linda did it. And so smart, such a good person, and cared about everybody so much. I couldn't say enough about Linda. So this really is a bummer for everybody. So let me read this proclamation of her retirement from being an Inyo County supervisor. Proclamation honoring Supervisor Linda Archilarius. Whereas in 1993, Governor Pete Wilson appointed Linda Archilarius to the Inyo County Board of Supervisors to complete an unexpired term as the county's first district supervisor. And whereas Linda has spent the last 21 years representing the citizens of Inyo County and the residents of the first district by remaining true to her values and principles and speaking from the wisdom of her heart as well as her mind. And whereas, as the result of her effective advocacy at the local, regional, state, and federal levels of government, Linda has earned the trust and admiration of the public she has so honorably served while advocating for Inyo County's rural economic culture and way of life. And whereas Linda's constituents voted to return her to office in 5 subsequent elections, and only once during her tenure was her re-election challenged. And whereas the hallmarks of Linda's term in office are her dedication, hard work, consistency, adherence to principle, compassion, and humility, and these traits have earned her the enduring respect as well as endearing relationships with many of her constituents. Residents throughout Inyo County, countless county staff, and peers and colleagues across the state and around the nation. And whereas Linda is a visionary leader who recognizes critical issues within the context of their potential benefits and impacts to Inyo County, and then works proactively to resolve those issues in favor of the county's immediate and long-term needs. And whereas during her tenure, Supervisor Linda Archilarius has distinguished Inyo County through her representation of the county as a National Associate of Counties delegate, a delegate to the United States Forest Service Centennial Congress, the county's representative to the Rural County Representatives of California Board, a Sierra Nevada Conservancy Board member, a California Statewide Watershed Committee member, an Inyo Los Angeles Standing Committee member, a member of the Inyo Council for the Arts Board of Directors, a member of the Inyo County Financial Advisory Committee, an appointee on the Local Agency Formation Commission and the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, and a Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District Board member, to name only a few such appointments. And whereas Linda has dedicated her public life and service to the people of Inyo County and to the County of Inyo, where she has advocated for strong fiscal policies, a diverse and sustainable economy, and sensible water and air policies, championing such causes as securing federal payment in lieu of taxes, payments, reimbursement for state mandates, and suspended vehicle license fee funds, County Coordination on Federal Land Management Decisions, the Digital 395 Fiber Optic Project, and Protecting Public Access to Public Lands, and whereas, during the past 21 years, Linda has guided Inyo County through historical moments in the history of Inyo County, the state of California, and our nation, including September 11th, several local and statewide droughts, adjudication and implementation of the long-term water agreement between the County of Inyo and the City of Los Angeles, unification of the municipal and superior courts, multiple natural disasters, including the Inyo Complex Fire, the disposal of the Lone Pine and Big Pine Convalescent Hospitals, the creation of the Eastern Sierra Transit Authority, and the construction of critical county infrastructure, including the Sabrina Bridge Replacement Project, reconstruction of the Independence Town Water System Reservoir, the building of the Juvenile Hall and Road Shop in Independence, the Bishop Airport Terminal, the George L. Milovich Agricultural Maintenance Building in Bishop, and leading efforts to move forward with the new county animal shelter in Big Pine, and whereas while serving the public and the county, Linda has and will continue to be a loving wife, mother, and grandmother, actively supporting her husband of 44 years, Howard, in the family's historic Round Valley ranching operations, her children, Brett, Christy, and Ben, in their personal and professional pursuits, and her grandchildren in their happiness. And whereas, after 21 years, Linda has decided to retire from public service. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors does hereby most sincerely thank Linda Arcularius for her years of public service and innumerable accomplishments, and congratulates Linda on her retirement and offers Linda its most heartfelt wishes for a healthy, happy, and rewarding retirement. Passed and proclaimed the 16th day of December 2014 by the Inyo County Board of Supervisors. What a life. Linda Arcularius was quite a lady, and seems like she had her fingers in the pot of everything, and I think that was for the best. She was a great leader and will be missed. Here at Eastern Sierra Now, our condolences go to all of her family, friends, and peers. We got one more obituary. Might as well just get those out of the way first. You know how much I love those. Link Stanley, who's a friend of my grandpa's, so that's kind of a bummer too. Link was born February 12th, 1932, and passed away December 30th, 2021. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Lincoln Clark Link Stanley on December 30th, 2021, at his home in Bishop with his loving family members by his side. Link was born in Jett, Oklahoma on February 12, 1932, to Ralph and Lydia Stanley. When he was 6 months old, he moved west with his parents and brother from Oklahoma to Fish Lake Valley, Nevada. As a young man growing up in Fish Lake Valley, Link worked at the Cord Ranch, Bar 99 Ranch, Arlemont Ranch, and many others. And many of the other old ranches in the area working cattle and farming hay. At 14 years of age, Link quit school and went to work full-time at the Cord Ranch. A couple of years later, he traveled to and worked around Northern California and Eastern Oregon before returning to Fish Lake Valley around 1950 to work as the cattle boss for the Arlemont Ranch. On one trip to Bishop to attend a rodeo and homecoming dance, he met Patricia Johnson, and the two were married in 1951. In 1953, Link joined the U.S. Air Force, attended basic training in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then 4 years active duty and an additional 3 years as a reserve serving in Iceland during the Korean War. Before being honorably discharged in 1960, after his service to his country, Link, Patricia, and their two young children moved back to Bishop, where he got a job with Caltrans as an equipment operator, and eventually retiring as a district safety supervisor. Link loved leather work, and his business, Link's Custom Leather, kept him busy repairing saddles, making belts and wallets, and beautiful leather artwork. He was very involved in the Homecoming Rodeo Association and loved helping out at the local ranches, especially with his great friends at the Sea Ranch and the Ubarin Ranch, and there was nothing better than spending the day on horseback working cattle. Link enjoyed doing deep pit barbecues for big crowds of people and was famous for his beans and his giant bean pot. He happily volunteered his time and talents for high school rodeo, 4-H, FFA, mule days, and anyone else that needed help feeding a lot of people. After retirement, he went on to work at the Laws Railroad Museum for a number of years, where he introduced his great-grandson Owen to a love of old things. Link loved his grandchildren and never missed any of their activities, lending a helping hand, hugs to anyone that needed one, and always with that big smile and a hello to everyone. He worked hard his whole life keeping busy with his woodworking and making rocking horses for many toddlers in the valley. He still kept up his own yard and tended to his flower and vegetable gardens. Link was preceded in death by his son Chris and his brothers William, Bob, and Jack. He is survived by his wife of 70 years, Pat, daughter Cindy, and husband Eric Johnson, granddaughter Trisha, and husband Grant Wallace, grandson Troy Johnson, and wife Christy, great-grandsons Owen Hildenbrand and Tychus Johnson. The graveside service will be held at the East Line Street Cemetery on Saturday, February 12th at 1 p.m. with a reception following. Another guy with an amazing life. He was a good guy. Like I said, he was friends with my grandpa. Those old ranchers, man, you could sit there, you get yourself some whiskey, and you just sit there and listen to them talk. And it is worth every second of your day. And anybody that doesn't agree with that, not a friend of mine. Okay, just a quick update. No basketball tonight. Kern Valley basketball canceled the game. They canceled all week due to COVID. And that comes from Stacey Van Ness, the athletic director of Bishop Schools. So that's a bummer, man. That's, like I said, I was obsessed with basketball. I'd be so pissed if I was playing basketball right now. Yeesh. Couple meetings coming up. We got the agenda for a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors. That is January 19th, tomorrow. And what is the time? So if you want the agenda or you want the Zoom link, go to Eastern Sierra Now. Of course, you knew I was going to say that because I say it every day. What's the time? 1 p.m. Found it. Boom, right there. That took me a minute. I better make sure that's listed on our website. So 1 p.m., special meeting. You can head over to Eastern Sierra Now, find the link there, and the agenda to download to see what is going on. The reason for the special meeting, it looks like to me, is to conduct interviews of the individuals who applied to be appointed the Inyo County Sheriff, and deliberate and possibly make an appointment of direct staff to schedule appointing for the next board meeting. So that could be some interesting stuff. We might want to see that. Looks like there's a couple letters of interest here. Sorry, I'm reading this at the same time I'm talking to you. That's super cool. Good job, Jesse. But I do have letters of intent from Kelvin Johnston, Eric Pritchard, Stephanie Rennie, and Thomas Wunsch. So you can see these letters. They are attached to the agenda, and you can read all about them and what their intentions are and what they've been doing for the last bunch of years and why they would be qualified to be your sheriff. So definitely check that out. We will be checking that out and reporting back to you on that. What else do I have here? We got the Owens Valley Groundwater Authority special meeting, and that is at 2 o'clock on January 27th. So that's a ways out, but if you're interested in that, the link is at Eastern Sierra Now. Bishop City Council special meeting, and that is also for tomorrow, and that's at 11 a.m. And I believe that has to do with the Public Employee Performance Evaluation of City Administrator. So there's something going on there. We'll probably get some more information about that soon. I know he was placed on administrative leave, but that was all I have heard about it. So as soon as I hear something, I will let you know. Another big thing that should probably be, it's one of those that kind of sneaks in behind you, and this comes from Brianna Goyko with the Mammoth Chamber. Cal OSHA readopts COVID-19 prevention emergency temporary standards. After public comment and some discussion, the standard-setting agency within the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health, or Cal OSHA, voted to readopt the emergency temporary standard, ETS, with proposed amendments. You can read the overview. It's about 7 or 8 pages long, so I'm not going to do it, but we do have it linked at Eastern Sierra Now. Basically, they're saying we're keeping going forward with what we have been doing to help prevent COVID outbreaks in the workplace. God, after all those meetings you're going to have to sit through on Zoom, you know what would make that better? A margarita. But not everybody has like blenders and all this stuff to make margarita. Wait, here's an idea. Okay, check this out. Now just follow me on this. If you call up Astorga's Mexican Restaurant in Bishop, 760-872-3849, you can order margaritas to go. I'm not kidding. You call them up and you say, hey, I want a Cadillac margarita with salt on the rim. They're going to make it for you. Put it in a to-go cup. Salt on the rim might be a little bit weird. Now that I said that, I'm thinking about that with the plastic, you know. But we'll see. You take the salt home with you and then just lick the rim and slap it on there. Yeah, it's doable. But The point is, the good stuff, they have. And you can order a bunch of food and some nachos and some enchiladas and whatever you want. You bring that home. That makes those supervisor meetings so much better. I promise you, if you talk to any of the Inyo County supervisors sitting up there doing these Zoom meetings, they wish they had a margarita. So head over to Astorga's Mexican restaurant. It's the best going. You know, it's one of my favorite places to eat. So again, 760-872-3849. And let them take care of you. The Astorga family is top notch. Some of my favorite people. So head over there and check that out. And we are going to wrap up for the day. I would like to just thank all of my patrons. Patrons? I'm looking at the tequila. Patron. I'm still patron. Yeesh. Patreon people, I guess they're called patrons. Give a little shout out to all of them for helping support us and keeping us going. I'm just going to say first names on here. I don't know if people want their names out there. So thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Ida. Thank you, D, Tomato Head, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you all so much for being supporters of this show. It means the world to us and to everybody out there listening and getting their news from us, because that's why we can do that, is because people like you help us. And if you're interested in helping us, head over to patreon.com and look up Eastern Sierra Now. From there, you can sign up for any of our great tiers that we offer with reasonable prices, and that will get you in for not only getting a sticker and t-shirt, that kind of stuff, but knowing that you're helping keep local news alive, and that is where the strength is. You can get your national news anywhere. You can do that, but local news, that's where your strength, that's where your foundation starts. It all begins there, and you can be the person to help make that happen and keep it going. So thank you to everybody on Patreon. You are magnificent. And I could not thank you enough. Did I say thank you? All right, Eastern Sierra Now, and this is Jesse Steele.